talk about Seattle's defense. That's a pretty good defense right there.
Yeah, very good defense. Strong front seven, deep front seven. A lot of defensive linemen that they rotate through. A lot of really good players. In the back end, you got two big physical corners, guys that press really well. Do a great job of disrupting wide receivers off the ball. And then at the safety position, you know, Cam Chancellor's a guy that is big and physical and gets down in the box, does a great job against the run and the pass. And then Pearl Thomas is probably one of the best free safeties in the league. It flies around, covers as much ground as anybody, and they play really well together. The front seven and the back four match up really well.
Sherman's just one of those guys that just doesn't really exist. I mean, most guys at his position are like 5'10", 5'11", something like that. Just kind of a special player at that position?
Absolutely. You know, a really good player. Both their corners. I mean, Browner, they're both big guys, you know, and typically, you know, you don't see that, especially on both sides. Usually you've got one guy who's a little bit smaller, but they fit into their scheme really well, too. I mean, both those guys are big, physical players, strong guys that do a great job of disrupting wide receivers off the ball. And they play well. They play well with their scheme.
Matt, do you expect to get Roddy back this week, or at least work with him this week?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, Coach Smith would be better to ask about that stuff. Hopefully, whenever he's out there, I'll be excited about it.
Have you found over the years when you play a team a few times, a few years, when offense or defense has an advantage?
You know, we've played these guys a lot since I've been in the league. We've played them a lot. Certainly, they know us. We know them. We're a little bit different offensively than we were the last time we saw them. They're a little bit different defensively. Clemens back kind of changes a lot of what they do in their front seven. And certainly they've got some different looks in their front than we saw in the playoff game last year. It's not to say they can't do it again against us, but they're a little bit different. But we know them. They know us. I don't think there's an advantage either way.
Given what you know about Sherman and Thomas and all those guys back there, how important would it be to have Roddy back in the lineup for you?
Certainly love to have him back. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He's obviously been a really, really good player for us for a long time, and it's tough to replace the explosiveness that he brings. So we'd love to have him back whenever it is.
Looked like you were trying to establish the run early in Carolina. This is a team that struggled against the run. How important are you going to try that again?
Yeah, you know, I thought we ran the ball pretty efficiently against Carolina. You know, we need to be better, I think, all around. But we'd love to come out, be able to run the ball efficiently. There's no doubt about that. They have given up yards the past 2 weeks. But when you look at the grand scope of the season, they've been pretty good against the run. And I'm sure they'll be tough and stout against it this week as well.
Not two of your best weeks in your career. Have you sought counseling in any way?
No, you know, it's one of those things. You keep going at it. There's peaks, there's valleys. Obviously, I've played my best the last couple of weeks, but you got to keep plugging away. You got to keep working at it. You got to prepare. You know, I trust in my preparation, trust in my ability, trust in the guys around me, and know that I'm capable of better, and got to go out there and play a little bit better.
When you see the film of those 2 weeks, do you see it's something they're doing to kind of read where that ball is going to be, or are you kind of giving them something?
Yeah, no, I mean, each turnover is a little bit different. In some situations, you know, it's the decision that you make. In some situations, it's where the ball's placed. You know, you still got to remain confident and cut it loose. I don't think I haven't been seeing it well or anything like that. I think it's just, you know, we've been trying to force some spots in there, and you got to be a little bit more patient. I think I got to be a little bit more patient and understand what's there and what's not there. But I don't think we've seen really anything that different from the two defenses that we went up against. It wasn't like, you know, we didn't have the right game plan or anything like that. We just didn't play well.
Do you think you're trying to do too much, Matt, too? I mean, that's a natural assumption when a guy with all the injuries you've got and now you struggle a couple of weeks. So do you think you find yourself doing that a little bit, trying to force in passes that maybe you would try?
I'm sorry. You know, I think I have tried to force in a couple of passes that I shouldn't have done. Obviously, that's going to happen. You know, when you're trying to play aggressive, when you're out there trying to make plays, you're going to force them into spots that you shouldn't. I just got to clean up my decision-making a little bit.
Matt, overall, what has been the most difficult part about, you know, this season as a whole for you?
Probably just where we're at. You know, I think wins and losses is what it boils down to. And certainly, you know, we're frustrated, disappointed with where we're at halfway through the season. But there's a lot of ball to play, you know, and if you dwell on those things, if you think about those things too much and you put yourself in a rut, you know, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. We got to stay positive, stay upbeat, stay loose, and go out there and practice well and improve during the week and then cut it loose on Sunday. Go cut it loose and play our best football.